No, they give a lot for the team. So the way they press, the way they play, the way they manage the ball, the way they link with the strikers. Leander give us also the runs to appear in the box like he did in Tottenham. And then that's why it's important to have top players with different profile. Because when I look for that game against Southampton, and I look for that two games when they play against Newcastle, and I think they have 70% of ball possession. And then when the way they press all game against Man City, I think to myself, I need a different role for João to play more here, number six. And with him, maybe you have more the ball. Neves can do that well and also can do that side to side. But in that game, I prefer, when I look at the game, I understand then João can link more and you have more ball. Take at least the ball for them. I think also is sometimes is the best way to defending against them. And we did that. So when you come to, when you look at the data, we saw 50-50 in the first half. And if you go there to play Southampton and you know they want to have the ball and you can divide it in these situations and also you can get created chances, so it's good for us. And after the game changed with our goal, so they have more ball possession. So that's why sometimes when you look for the game, you know what the players are doing. Ruben was doing well, but for that game, I prefer João and Leander. And for tomorrow, I already look for the game, I already take my decisions, and tomorrow I will tell the players which are my decisions to play against Newcastle.
I see. So I suppose it's similar to what you were saying about the wingers just now, in that you see different things in the way that they play for different matches. Do players, or this is all players generally, do they appreciate that? Because we've moved on a bit from the times where a team would have a clear first 11, if you know what I mean. People used to talk about best 11. Now, clearly, you're saying to all your players, well, there are going to be times when I think you fit better for this game and that game. Do players understand that?
They need to understand. Now I'm the boss.
Yes,
but this is the only thing I'm with them. I'm straight with them. So we are in the world. They need to understand this. That the worst thing they can do is not working for the team. So it's less one solution I have. If they come every day to work, if I needed them for that game, because sometimes. Also, we need to tell them, and they need to understand this. Sometimes you can jump from the bench, and you can help the team. Or sometimes, you know, the game, and especially here in Premier League, sometimes the games in the first half are more compact. And after in the last 30 minutes, you have more space to play between the lines, more space to play in behind of the defenders, and then you need to have the right solutions, because that's why we work hard to prepare the best way to win the games. And our strategy is not for just the beginning, but what will happen in the game. I was preparing to do two subs, I think, against Southampton and I think also against Watford. I think one with Daniel, another one with Adama. And when we score in that moment, so the game will change. So I prefer to wait to understand what the opponent will do, and after I take my decisions. So sometimes it's that try to understand which is the best players to play against. If I need the guys to press, I have these guys. If I have guys to play more inside or outside, I have these guys. That's why from the first day we want to create that squad, and after we can look for the table for the higher positions.